Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today is the second day of our series based on John Bevere's book, Killing Kryptonite, Destroy What Steals Your Strength. You can find the link to his book in today's email. Have you been able to hear God's voice, revealing what's stopping you from fully experiencing His power? With the help of God's Word, I'd like to focus on how we can get rid of the harmful effects of what's imprisoning and weakening us. The Bible teaches us this: so humble yourselves before God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. And keep watch and pray, so that you will not give in to temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Mark 14:38. This battle takes place in four stages. Number one, obey. By respecting God's will and upholding His commandments. Number two, resist. By fleeing or cutting yourself off from what's producing sin, according to the context, of course. Number three, keep watch, like a sentinel, a guard preventing the enemy's assaults. Number four, pray. It's one of the Christian's offensive weapons. It's time to stand in humility and sincerity before the Lord, releasing to Him anything that doesn't glorify Him, that dishonors His name, or that blocks His power in your life. It's possible for you to lead a life free of all sin and rich in every kind of good work, my friend. Yes, you're a living stone in the church, called to triumph, incorruptible and invincible, just like the body of Christ. Isn't that an extraordinary destiny? Tomorrow, we'll look more closely at this subject of the body of Christ. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.